主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上你把我们又再次召聚到这里。
Tonight you gather us together once again.
我们都在这里学习仰望等候你。
And here we learn to look and wait upon thee.
因为你是我们的主。
Because thou art our Lord.
你要把你的心思意念告诉我们。
And thou will reveal to us what is in thy heart.
也领着我们去认识你手中所做的一切。
And thou will lead us to know all the work in thy hand.
主，我们实在要向你更深的低头敬拜。
Lord, indeed, we have to bow our head and worship thee.
因为你从来没有改变你自己的心意。
Because for thee, thou hast never changed thy heart.
你怎么宣告，你就怎么成就。
How thou hast proclaimed, thou will do.
你怎样启示，你就怎样成全。
And how thou hast revealed, thou will accomplish.
我们看启示录到末了的时候，我们只有更深的向你敬拜说。
And even though when we finish the book of Revelation, we have only more to say to you.
我们的主，巴不得你吸引我们更多的看见你的信实和你的能力。
Lord, may you captivate us to see more, even more of your faithfulness and thy might.
又认识你的智慧和你的权柄。
To know thy wisdom and thy authority.
主，我们向你低头下拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
晚上我们在这里仰望等候你的时候。
Tonight, as we wait and look upon thee.
主啊，把你还没有说完的话向我们。
Lord, speak to us in finished words.
越过我们的心思所能领会的，你直接说在我们里面。
Surpass what our heart is able to understand and speak directly into our heart.
给我们有属灵的悟性。
Give us spiritual wisdom.
可以跟上你心里所想的和手里所做的。
So that we can follow on to what is in thy heart and the work of thy hand.
主，我们十分需要你。领我们到尽头。
Lord, indeed, we need for thee to lead us to the end.
叫我们可以在你面前有更宽广的路来跟随。
May we have even a broad path to follow after thee.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你向我们再说话。
Speak to us again.
晚上这段时间交托给你。
Tonight's time we entrust to thee.
求你照着你的应许向我们说出你要我们明白的话。
According to thy promise, speak to us thy word that you want us to understand.
也赏赐我们一个心思，毫无保留地跟上你的安排。
And do grant us a heart that without any reservation will follow to thy arrangement.
等候你在荣耀中显现。
To await for thee to be manifested in glory.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And listen to our prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Tonight will be our last time looking into Revelation.
我们上一次也稍微提到了。
And last time we made mention of this.
启示录的主要的内容到了上一次我们读经的那一个地方，就可以说是已经启示完毕了。
The main content of the book of Revelation, in general, you can say, has been revealed even in our last sharing.
那在末了还剩下的话，那些话是对我们的一个提示。
And so the words that remain to us is a reminder.
劝勉
is encouragement.
激励
it is to encourage us.
催促
and it is to urge us.
因为主神上我们说话不是只是说给我们听听。
Because when the Lord speaks to us, it's not only merely for us to listen.
因为他怎么说他就怎么做。
Because he will do according to what he has said.
他说出来他要做什么，他就按照他所说的去成就。
And according to what he has said, he will accomplish to what he has said.
所以我们今天晚上从第六节那里开始看到末了。
And so tonight we'll look from verse 6 to the end.
那当所有该启示出来的事实说完了。
And so after all the facts that are revealed have been said.
第六节天使在那里就宣告一件事情。
In verse 6 there the angels proclaim this.
他说这些话是真实可信。
These sayings are faithful and true.
这些话。
These sayings.
是真实可信的。
Are faithful and true.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个话是出自使者的口。
Now brothers and sisters, these words are from the messenger.
这一个使者。
And this messenger.
我们不知道是究竟是上面说话的是哪一个。
Now we don't know who is the one who previously spoke.
是七个经文里边的那一个天使呢？
Was it one of the angels who had the seven vials?
还是差不多从启示录当中就一直领着约翰去看神所做的事情的那一位使者呢？
Or was it the messenger that through the middle of Revelation continued to lead John to have these visions, that angel?
那这个并不重要。
Now that is not important.
我们知道或者不知道并没有影响什么。
Now whether we know or not does not really affect anything.
但是重要的是在什么呢？
But what is important?
是这一个使者所说的那个话。
It is the words that this messenger speaks.
他的话说了什么呢？
What did he say?
他的话是说出了整个启示录里面所说的他是从什么地方开始。
And so in what the angel proclaimed was that all those sayings in Revelation, where does it begin?
他要怎么成全？
How it will come about?
是哪一些人必须要知道这里所说的？
And who are they who must know what these sayings are?
那这一个是重要的。
Now that is what is important.
首先我们看到
First we can see
天使在那里说
The angel said
这些都是真实的
These things are faithful and true
它为什么是真实的
Why are they true
因为是从神那里差遣来说的
It is because God has sent for these words to be spoken
那他说出来的目的是什么呢
And what is the purpose of these words
要叫神的众仆人知道神要做什么
so that his servants would know what will shortly be done
那神要做什么呢
what is it that God will do
如果我们看启示录我们就看见神要做的很多事情
now we look at Revelation we see that God will do many things
但是这许许多多的事情
but in all these things
归纳起来是一件事
when you summarize it there's only one
这一件事是非常重要
it is this very important thing
什么事呢
What is that?
看啊我必快来
It is that behold I come quickly
就是这一件事
It is that thing
重要的是重要的这一件事
And that is what is most important
弟兄姊妹你留意
Brothers and sisters pay attention
在启示录二十二章
In Revelation chapter 22
看啊我必快来
Behold I come quickly
使者说了一次
The angel said it once
使者再说一次
And the angel said again
然后
And then,
主自己说最末后的一次。
Now our Lord Himself said it the last time.
那我们如果不管是谁说。
Now we don't mind who said it.
我们只管是说的内容是什么。
But we have to pay attention to what the content is.
我们也知道这个问题是很不简单。
Now we also realize this is not a simple matter.
整个神差遣使者要向人说明的那一件事，就是主必定。
Because the entire content that the Lord sent the angels to proclaim is that behold the Lord will come quickly.
那事情是主要来。
Now the matter is the Lord will come.
那么主说过他要来。
And when the Lord said he will come.
也说过他一定很快要来。
And he has said he will quickly come.
那为什么我们的主差遣使者来见证这许多的时候用这一个做结论呢
Now why is it that the Lord when he sent the messenger used this to as the summary
原因就是
The reason being
当主来的时候
When the Lord comes
就是神永远的旨意完成的时候
It is when God's eternal plan will be accomplished
所以从眼见的事情来说是主要来
And so from the physical things it is that our Lord will come
从主来所带出的结果来看呢那是神永远的计划完成
And the result of his coming is that the eternal plan of God will become accomplished
那所以这个事情是那样的严肃
And so this is a very severe matter
而这一件事情一点都不能有任何的掺杂
Now we cannot be mixed in any way regarding this matter
那我们感谢神
We thank God
那当我们看到启示录最末了的时候
When we see at the very end of Revelation
我们必须紧紧地抓住这一个事实
We must tightly hold on to this fact.
整个的启示录是见证这一点。
It is that the entire book of Revelation testifies to this point. It is to reveal this point.
我们的主很快要来。
Our Lord will come quickly.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神做了许多的事。
God has done many things.
但这许 多的事是为了主来开路的。
But it is in order to open the way for the Lord to come.
或者说是为着主来预备条件的。
It is to equip our Lord's return.
我们说预备条件。
When we say to equip,
乃是把神的显现所有的阻碍都在主来以前完全的。
It is to completely take away any hindrances, obstacles that will hinder his return.
啊，主说来。
When our Lord says, "Will come."
但到现在过了一千多两千年了，主还没有来。
Even now, over 1,000, 2,000 years, he has not returned.
为什么主还不来呢？
Why is it that he did not come?
当然是有原因的。
Of course, there are reasons.
但是那个原因笼统的来说。
But in general, those reasons.
就是那个阻挡主来的事物。还没有完全的清除。
Is that those things that hinder our Lord's return has not been completely taken away?
那这个是从负面来说。
And that is from the negative side.
如果从积极的那一方面来说。
Now from the positive active side.
那就是说主来的那个条件还没有预备好。
That is the preparing or the equipping for our Lord to return has not yet been ready.
那主来需要什么条件呢？
And so in order for the Lord to return, what needs to be prepared? There's only one.
那就是教会长成。
And that is the maturity of the church.
这也用启示录的话来说，就是心腹装饰整齐。
To use the words in Revelation is that the bride has fully adorned herself.
虽然我们这样看是有正面的和负面的那个原因。
And so when we look at this, yes, there is the positive and negative reasons.
但是归总起来还是一件事。
But when you put it together, it is still one.
那就是主来的条件什么时候完成，什么时候主就来。
And that is whenever the conditions that our Lord will return are met, then that is when he will return.
那么当启示录末了在那里宣告我必快来的时候，
And so even at the end when Revelation proclaims I will come quickly，
就接连三次的宣告已经足够叫我们知道这件事情是非常非常的严肃。
That is enough already to let us know that this is a very very serious matter。
主这就是不再说其他的话。
Even if our Lord did not say anything else，
光是这三遍这二连三的这三遍说的话已经够我们要留意。
Even to repeat it three times should catch our attention.
但是我们看最末了的启示录，
But when we look at the very end of Revelation,
我们看见主说了我必快来以后，
We can see after our Lord says Behold I come quickly,
他还说了一些劝勉的话。
He still gives us some words of encouragement.
而这些劝勉的话是蛮重要的。
Indeed, these words of encouragement are very important.
首先我们从第七节的看见。
First, we can see from verse 7.
这是很一般性说的。
That is, in general,
凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Blessed is he that keep the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
那么有福了。
Blessed.
怎么有福法呢？
How is he blessed?
这里没有提。
Here it did not mention.
底下就说了很多话。
Later it gives us many words.
为了说明这一句有福了这个事实。
It is in order to explain to us this matter of being blessed.
那究竟这个有福是怎么一回事呢？
And so what is this matter of being blessed?
那底下我们就看到。
Later we can see.
约翰在那一个时候听见又看见神的启示和异象。
At that time, John saw these things and heard them.
哎呦，他受不了了。
He cannot bear it.
是什么受不了呢？
What can he not bear?
不是难过的受不了。
It is not that it was difficult to bear.
而是喜乐满足到受不了。
But he was so filled with joy and satisfaction that he could not bear it.
因为在约翰的那个心思里从来没有领会到神那个永远的旨意是这样的荣耀，是这样的丰富，是这样的尊贵，是这样的宽广。
Because in the heart of John, he has never imagined for the eternal glorious purpose of God is this glorious, this rich, this honorable, and this broad.
哎，那弟兄姊妹，你留意第一章的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you notice chapter 1.
约翰在那里介绍他自己的时候，
When John introduces himself,
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。
He says, I, John, am your brethren.
在耶稣基督的患难国度， 啊和什么啊，在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
He says in a companion tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ.
我不敢说一定是这样。
I dare not say this is the case.
但是我有感觉。
But I do have this feeling.
在拔摩海岛上的约翰那一个时候对神的永远的旨意的认识。
That John, when he was on the island of Patmos, his understanding of the eternal will of God,
好像国度是尽头。
It is that the kingdom is the end.
我不晓得会有没有给他老人家一些冤枉。
Now, I don't know if I have accused him wrongly that way.
不过按照他自己所说的，好像说他所看见前面，他那个指望就是国度。
Is that in his vision, what he can see, the hope ahead of him is the kingdom.
但是当神在启示录里头把神那个整个的永远的计划里边的层次一步一步的给他看看到的。
But when God reveals to him the eternal plan level by level,
他就看到了。
Then he is able to see.
原来不是停在国度。
That it does not end with the kingdom.
国度不等于新天新地。
The kingdom is not new heaven anywhere.
因为在以赛亚书上给我们看到，国度跟新天新地好像是连混在一起的。
Because in the book of Isaiah, it seemingly shows us that the kingdom and new heaven and new earth is together.
他们并没有看见国度跟新天新地是分开的。
They did not see yet that the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth is separated.
所以很非常可能的。找出其教会的那些神的儿女们乘着先知们所领会的仍然是把国度跟新天新地是 连在一起。
So it's very possible that even the early church will according to the vision of the prophets that connected the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth.
他们知道有新天新地。
They know there's new heaven and new earth.
他们也知道有国度。
They know there's the kingdom.
但是非常可能
But very possibly, that they might equal the kingdom equals the new heaven and new earth.
那是就是你读的彼得后书后书的时候。
And so, brothers and sisters, when you read 2 Peter,
你看到当那里也说到新天新地。
There it also mentions about new heaven and new earth.
但是你留意到那个新天新地跟国度又是好像妙在一起的。
It seems like then when it mentions the kingdom and new heaven and new earth, it seems to be connected together.
那但是到了现在，启示录的事情。解开来了。
But now, upon the matter of revelation being revealed,
约翰看到了。
John saw
新天新地是另外一件事。
New heaven and new earth is something else.
新天新地里面有一个新耶路撒冷。
New heaven and new earth has a new Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷才是神整个计划的中心点。
Now this is the very central point of the entire plan of God's plan.
因着这一个中心点，神永远的计划就完成了。
And it's because of this central point, then the entire plan of God is complete.
那当他看到这个荣耀的事实，
And when he saw this glorious fact,
他受不了了。
He cannot bear it.
他真的受不了。
He truly cannot bear it.
就是当天使跟他说话的时候，
And so when the angel spoke to him,
他就跪下来要拜那个天使。
He wanted to bow and worship the angel.
喜乐的太高了。
He was too joyful.
就几乎把这个传递信息的天使看作神了。
He almost worshipped this angel, the messenger, as God.
他就要在那里伏下来要拜他。
He was about to prostrate and worship him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然这是人的一点点的愚昧。
Even though this is a bit of man's foolishness.
我们承认。
We confess.
如果我们碰到这种光景，我们绝不会比约翰强。
When we encounter the same situation, we will not be stronger than John.
我们也许比他更糟糕。
We might be even worse off than he is.
也许神只是叫我们看见一点点神迹奇事，我们就趴在地上起不来。
Maybe if God will show us even a little bit of miracles, that we would even prostrate to the ground and not get up. Even John remember.
他不下去是为要敬拜神。
That he prostrated is to worship God.
我们也许连这一点都没有。
Maybe even that we will not have.
但是我们实在要向我们的主俯伏敬拜。
But indeed we have to bow and worship our God.
当他看见他的仆人约翰做这一件愚昧的事的时候，
When he saw his servant John do this foolish thing,
那个天使立刻 就拦住他了。
Then this angel stopped him.
他说你不能这样做。
Do it not.
你千万不能这样做。
You cannot do this.
你必须认识你跟我是的是什么样的。
You must know you and I who we are.
你必须更清楚要认识神又是怎么样的。
And you must also know who God is.
要接受敬拜的只有神自己。
Because only God Himself receives worship.
其他一切给神用的人都不是你要敬拜的。
Everyone else used by God will not need to be worshipped.
那天使就说到了。
And so the angel said,
你跟我是一样的。
You and I are the same.
都是服侍神的。
We are servants of God.
你要敬拜就单单敬拜神就好。
Now you worship, worship God only.
弟兄姊妹，这个道理我们知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know this doctrine.
但是当你面对着神那个荣耀的体制的时候
But when you're facing that glorious plan of God
许多的时候我们就没有办法控制我们
Many times we cannot restrain ourselves
我们就糊里糊涂就把神把使者当作神了
Then very foolishly we'll treat the messenger as God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你想想看
Think about that
这可以说
You can say
黑门山的翻版
It is just a duplicate of what happened on Mount Hermon.
当年在黑门山上，约翰也在其中。
At the time when they were on Mount Hermon, John was also in the midst.
虽然那个时候糊涂的主角是彼得。
Even though the main character that was foolish was Peter.
但是他是在那个环境里。
But he was also in that circumstance.
他应该知道这个事。
He should know of this.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and
sisters, 我们不能不承认。
We cannot but confess.
如果不是神给我们有认识有明白
If God does not give us knowledge and understanding
你面对着神那个荣耀的动作的时候
When we're faced with the glorious action of God
你没有办法控制自己
We truly cannot control ourselves
人就会落到人的愚昧的里头
We'll fall into man's foolishness
把别样来代替了神的地位
That we'll use other things to take the place of God
我们记得彼得在黑门山上所听见的那个话
Now we remember the words that Peter heard on Mount Hermon
这是我的爱子
This is my beloved son
我所喜悦的
In whom I'm well pleased
你们要听他
You must hear him
你们要听他
You must hear him
神老早就说
God has said long ago
你们该注意的是我的儿子
Who you need to pay attention to is my son
除了我的儿子
Aside from my son
什么人都不是你所注意的
No one else should be worthy of your attention
以利亚不是
Not Elijah
摩西也不是
Not Moses
只有他是
Only he is
那这个话我们的神已经是一再的对属神的人说的
Now even those words God has repeatedly said to those who belong to him
但是我们不得不承认
But we must confess
我们需要神格外的怜悯
We need extra grace and mercy from God
保持着我们的心向着的是神
That he will always keep our heart only toward God
而不是替神做工的任何人
It's not to anyone who works for God
没有一个可以代替神
No one can take the place of God
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
那么当约翰经历了这一点点的愚昧
And so after John experienced this very little bit of foolishness,
天使又说话了。
Now the angel said again,
天使说话的时候
when he spoke,
就说到与启示录有直接有关系的话。
He spoke words directly concerning Revelation.
就是说到凡遵守这书上预言的就蒙福了是怎么的一回事。
He tells us what is this matter of blessed is he who keeps the prophecies of these things.
那使者就在这里宣告一件事
And so the messenger proclaimed this
第十节
Verse 10
他又对我说
And he said unto me
不可封了这书上的预言
Seal not the prophecies of this book
这是头一件事情
That's the first thing
不可封了这书上的预言
Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book
为什么呢
Why
因为日期近了
For the time is at hand
那这是一件事情
That's one thing
我们先要弄清楚这一个
We must be first clear on this
为什么不要封住这书上的预言呢
Why is it to not seal the sayings of this book?
天使自己说出的理由就是
The angel's reason is
因为日期已经近了
For the time is at hand
没有太多的时间再剩下来了
There's not much time remaining
所以必须要让人明白知道神要做什么和神会怎么做
And so man must know and understand what God will do and what he is to do
神留下机会让人去明白
that God has allowed man to have the chance to understand. What is it that he is to do? So man would not be confused at all.
So, 你不要把书上的预言去把它封闭。
So do not seal the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
这是一方面。
That's one hand.
另外呢，我们要越过一部分的话来看到这书上的预言为什么不要把它封闭。
Then we have to go over some things and see why is it that you do not seal the prophecy of this book.
我们就越过当中一段的话跑到十八章十八节。
Now we'll bypass some of these verses and go to verse 18.
但是我向一切听见这书上预言的人做见证。
For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book.
若有人在这书上，就这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。
If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
这书上的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
那关于这一本书,
now with this book,
除了不可封闭以外,
aside from not sealing it,
因为时间剩下不多了,
for the time is at hand,
另外的一个原因呢,
the other reason being,
乃是这本书所说的,
is that the sayings of this book
已经把神所要向人说的说完了,
has already completely spoken the words that God wants to speak to man.
那就是这是个很重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very important matter.
神要向人说话,
God wants to speak to man.
神有许多的话要向人说,
God has many words he wants to speak to man.
在历世历代以来, 神不停在那里说话,
throughout the generations, God has continued to speak.
但是没有一个世代, 神说话是完完全全的说尽,
but not one generation that God has fully spoken all his words.
但是到了现在呢,
but now,
神要说的话,
the words that God wants to say,
说尽了,
it is finished.
不能再增加,
you cannot add to it,
也不可以减少,
and you cannot take away from it.
因为神的完整的心意,
because the complete heart of God has already been declared.
那第二次呢,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
希伯来书一开头就给我们看到这样的一件事,
at the very beginning of Hebrews it shows us this,
神在过去的年代,
that in the generations past,
曾多次多方的晓谕我们的列祖,
that God has spoken to us throughout the generations through our forefathers
和众先知,
and the prophets.
那也就是说出了神在过去的世代, 不住在那里向人说话,
and so throughout the times in diverse manners God spoke to us by the prophets and the fathers, and even though he spoke many words in the past,
但是始终神没有把他的话说尽,
but yet God has not fully spoken his words.
那没有说尽的原因, 一面是因为说话的人还不够分量,
on the one hand he did not fully speak his words because the one who is speaking to is not qualified,
同时听话的人也不够条件,
and also the hearers are not qualified.
那所以神只是说了一点点,
and so God only spoke a little bit.
等到幕后的时候,
but at the last time,
神就借着他的儿子亲自来说话,
it is that God spoke directly through his son.
他的儿子来说了,
and his son has spoken.
有条件说了,
he is qualified to say it.
因着神儿子说了也做了一些事,
and because he has said it and he has done something,
听的人也有条件听了,
those who hear are also qualified to hear.
所以神就把他要说的话就一股脑就说出来了,
and so all the words that God wants to say he has spoken fully all at once.
这一个说出来就是启示录,
and what he's saying is this book of Revelation.
那第二个就是很, 这个事实是非常非常的重要,
now brothers and sisters, this is a very very important fact.
因为当神把他的话说尽的时候,
because after God has fully spoken his word,
没有任何人可以去更改神所说的,
then there is no one that can change what he has spoken.
你要加添上去,
you want to add to it,
神不点头,
God does not agree.
你要减去一点,
you want to take away a bit,
神也说不可以,
God said you cannot.
因为 这里所说的
because what is spoken
都是我要向人说的
it is all that I want to say to men if you take some away
那我要说的就不完整
then what I'm saying is not complete
你要增加一点
if you want to add to it
你就弄得我要说的话脱离在水
then you have dragged my words
那丁哲呢我们读这几句话的时候就觉得没有那么重要 没有那么紧张吧
Brothers and sisters, maybe when we read these words, we say, oh, this is not so severe.
但是如果我们真的是知道神说这两句话的那个根据是一个什么事实的时候
But if we truly understand what is the foundation for God saying these words,
我们就了解到这一个事实是的确是非常非常的严肃
Then we'll realize this is indeed a very serious matter.
那比如说我们可以从转过另外的一个方向来看这个事
Now brothers and sisters maybe we can turn a different angle to look at this matter
从旧约一直到新约
From the Old Testament to the New Testament
所有的异端
All the heresies
或者说是所有的错误的教导
Or all misteachings
就是因为没有照着神这一个宣告的原则来遵行的结果
It is because they did not keep this command from the principle of God's proclamation here and the result of it
我们好像并不觉得这有什么了不起
And we truly don't feel what is so big about this
但是认识神的性情和神的心意的人
But those who know the nature and the heart of God
他们就觉得这个事情是非常不得了
They truly know this is indeed a great issue
举一个例子来说
For example
我们读过加拉太书
We have read through Galatians
我们看到保罗在加拉太书里头说了很重很重的话
We saw that Paul spoke many heavy words in Galatians
如果有人来传另一个福音给你们
If anyone comes to preach to you another gospel
这一个人是应该受咒诅的
Cursed be that man
甚至是我保罗现在来跟你们说到另外跟我从前和你们所说的不一样
Even if I, Paul, preach to you another gospel than the one which I have preached to you
连我保罗也是该受咒诅的
Even I, Paul, will be cursed
比如说我们就会说
Brothers and sisters will say
为什么那么严重吗
Why is it so severe
不必要那么严重吗
It doesn't need to be so serious
那加拉太的问题是什么
And so what's the issue of Galatians
加拉太的问题是增加
The Galatians is that they added on
他们说
They say
你光信耶稣还不够
Just merely believing in Jesus is not enough You must after you believe in Jesus You must add on keeping the law
那这样你得救就有保证
Then your guarantee of your salvation
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
在我们的想法里边
In our thinking
我们以为增加是没有什么问题
We think there's nothing wrong with adding on
你做多了总比少做好嘛
Doing more is better than doing less
如果说要你做十样事情
If God wants you to do 10 things
你做出11样来
If you do 11 things
总比你做的只有9样好嘛
It would be of course better than only doing 9 things
多了总比不够好嘛
Of course more is better than less
这是我们的想法
That is our thinking
那弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
我们很少会想到
Very rarely do we think of
神的事情只有神才自己才能做
That God's matter only God can do
如果是神自己要做的事情神做过了
Now this is something that God wants to do and he has done
那我们觉得神还做得不够
Yet we feel that is not enough
必须加上我们再做一点点
We must add a little bit of what we do into it
那才可以
Then it is okay
你说这是什么事
Brothers and sisters you say how is that like
你说这个事情严重不严重
Is that a serious matter or not
你知道那是什么一回事你就知道很严重
If you know it then you know how severe it is
你不觉得它是一回事那你就觉得哦没有什么了不起吧
If you think that's nothing serious then what's the big deal
那弟兄姊妹们当你真看到这是什么回事的
But brothers and sisters when you truly realize what a big issue this is then you see one thing
那是人不承认神是完全的神
That is that man does not acknowledge that God is the complete God He is the perfect God
也不是完全的
That his work is also not complete, not perfect
必须要加上人的一部分 才叫神完全。
But man must add on man's portion, then it is complete.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
加篇虽然好像是都说多了一点没什么问题。
To increase seemingly says, what's wrong with having more?
但是多少人会想到这多了这一点是损害了神的性情。
But who would think of that if you increase, this increase would harm the nature of God?
也损害了神的所赐。
It also harms who God is.
那这是增加。
That is increase.
减少呢？
Now to take away.
我们可以类推。
Now we can just reasonably imagine.
你也看到了。
You can also see this.
你减少。
If you take away,
你说不需要，这些不需要了。
You say this is not needed.
可以省掉一点了。
You can just save it.
那是说出什么？
What does that tell us?
又是说出神的设计不完整。
It also tells us then the plan of God is not perfect.
神做了许多多余的事。
He has done many things that are extra.
神就不是一位完全的神。
So again, God is not a perfect God.
弟兄你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you know this.
有一个问题。
These matters.
从旧约到新约，人一直落在这种愚昧的里边去对待神。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, man has fallen into such foolishness to deal with God.
到启示录最末了的时候。
And so at the very end of Revelation.
我们的主就很严肃地亲自来说这个话。
Our Lord very strictly says these words himself.
比如说你留意啊。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
十八节开始这几句话不再是使者说的。
From verse 18 on, these words are not spoken by the messenger.
上面那句话是使者说的。
Those words before are spoken by the messenger.
现在这句话是主自己说的。
But now our Lord himself speaks.
那既然是主自己说出来了。
If our Lord himself spoke.
这句话就值得我们去注意。
Then we have to pay attention to these words.
我们留意在旧约。
We notice in the Old Testament.
在律法上面。
Under the law.
是非常明确的。说到那一件事情。
It really clearly states that matter.
如果有人来。
If anyone comes.
说了一些话。
And has spoken some words.
不是神曾经向人说过的。
That was not once spoken by God.
他劝你去侍奉敬拜别神。
To encourage you to serve other idols.
劝你去做别样的事情。
Or to encourage you to do other things.
神叫你去做的。
That is something that God did not tell you to do.
你如果看生命记的话。
If you look at Deuteronomy.
你看到那个结局是很严肃的。
You see the result is very severe. God says.
你就得把这个人。用石头打死。
You must stone this person to death.
为什么？
Why?
因为他改变神的话。
It's because he has changed the word of God.
因为他改变神的话。
Because he has changed the word of God.
当了以赛亚书的时候。
Even in the book of Isaiah.
先知也是说的那么清楚。
The prophets already spoke very clearly.
说给你的教训或者训诲或者是教导。
Now if man has given you instructions or teaching.
如果不能与神的话相符合的。
If it does not meet with the word of God.
那这个人也该要从你们中间剪除。
Then you must be cut out from the people.
弟兄姊妹你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you
see. 从旧约一直到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament. 神是
非常的明确为他自己的话活上了一条界限。
God has clearly drawn the boundary for his words.
你不能越过这个界限。
And you cannot surpass that line.
你增加是不对。
You add on is wrong.
你减少也是不对。
If you take away, that is wrong.
不管你是增加或是你是减少。
Whether you increase or decrease.
所引出来的那个结果。
The result that is brought forth.
启示录这里记下来就是说。
Revelation here records for us.
一切神在他永远计划里头的那个祝福。就没你的份了。
Then the blessing in the eternal plan of God has no part with you.
一切在启示录里头所宣告的那些灾难。
All the plagues that are proclaimed in the book of Revelation.
你是没办法逃脱得了。
You cannot escape.
那弟兄姊妹这就牵涉到一个问题了。
And so brothers and sisters, this really has to do with this.
如果那这些，如果是一个已经得救了的神的儿女们，他们这样做的时候
then what about a child of God if they're saved and they do so
那他们还能得救吗
then can they still be saved
的确是一个大问题
indeed that is a big question
但弟兄姊妹们
but brothers and sisters
我们必须很明确地看到
we must be clearly seeing
一个真正有神生命的人
one who truly has the life of God
他们不可能做出这样的事
That they will not do such things.
改变神的话,
to change the word of God.
不会有一个有生命的人敢做这样的事。
One who has life dare not do this.
也是不可能做这样的事。
And they could not do this.
但是虽然他们不会做这样的事
but even though they would not do that
但是我们 不能不留意
we cannot but pay attention
虽然他们不敢做这样的事
though they dare not do that
但是他们却有胆量去跟随改变神的话的人来行走
but they dare follow those who change the word of God in their path
那这个就是一个很严肃的问题
now that is a very serious matter
虽然我们也感谢神
even though we do thank God
他给我们很清楚的一些照明
he has clearly given us very evident light
一个真正有神生命的人
one who truly has the life of God
他们不可能长久落在这样的顶撞神的愚昧
that they will not for a prolonged period of time fall into such foolishness against God
那总有一天神要让他们苏醒过来
that one day God will awaken them
但是如果我们是很准确的认识神的心意的话
but if we truly know the heart of God
那我们为什么不防堵这些事情发生在我们的身上
Why is it that we do not stand in the gap so that these things would not happen to us?
而要等候我们愚昧了一段时间然后才给神挽回过来
Why would we then allow for ourselves to be foolish for a period of time before God atones us?
好像我们一看交通这几句话的时候又扯得太远了
And so it seems like when we share just on these few verses we have gone way off
但弟兄姊妹当我们真的了解神怎么说这样的话我们的主怎么说这样的话的时候
But brothers and sisters if we truly realize how our Lord speaks these words
我们的确是需要主给我们有那么一个苏醒的灵来跟随主
Then truly we need for the Lord to give us that alert spirit in following him
不要落到撒旦的圈套里
that we will not fall into the scheme of Satan
借着别人的愚昧也把我们转进人的愚昧
but through others' foolishness that will also enter into it
那这给我们一个很宝贝的那个提醒
and so that truly gives us a very precious reminder
那是什么呢
what is that
那在我们跟随主的路上
is that in the path as we follow the Lord
我们不是跟随一些工作的果效
It is not that we do not follow the result of some work
我们也不是跟随一些属灵的经历
We do not follow some spiritual experience
我们唯一的跟随的那个依据乃是神自己说过的话
The only foundation in which we follow is the spoken word of God
如果神没有那样说
If God did not say so
尽管有许多叫我们感觉很有意思的那个结果发生
though there may be many things that give us a very satisfied result
那个也不是我们跟随的根据
that is also not the foundation which we follow
许多时候
many times
我们看到一些人
we see many people
他为着他们所喜爱的东西来辩护的时候
when they defend for the things which they like
他们就很喜欢从人中间找同伴
and so then they find companions amongst men
怎么找同伴呢
How do they find these companions?
他们会说
They will say
那这个属灵人也是这样说
Now even this spiritual person says this
那一个属灵人也这样说
That spiritual person also says this
这一个圣徒他有这样的经历
This believer has this experience
这些经历都是很真实
All these experiences are very true
那这样我们也就可以了
And so then that is okay for us
那就是我承认我从前也是这样愚昧过
Brothers and sisters Thank the Lord.
他终于把我从这种愚昧的里边救了出来。
Nevertheless, he has delivered me from such foolishness.
因为主给我们看见。
Because the Lord shows us.
绝对不是叫我们跟随一些属灵人。
It is not for us to follow some spiritual man.
那这个属灵是真属灵还是假属灵？这个是另外，我们还不去给他们分类。
Now, to be true spiritual or false spiritual, that's even another issue we do not need to separate.
反正就是有吸引力吧。
But it is nevertheless captivating to men, so we follow them.
但主没有叫我们这样做。
But the Lord did not tell us to do that.
主也没有告诉我们说有一些人有特别的经历，我们也必须按照他那个经历来跟随。
The Lord did not tell us because some have a special experience that we will follow in that.
除非那些经历 是圣经里边明明告诉我们的。
Unless those experiences are clearly told to us in the Bible.
应该是这样。
That it should be this way.
如果不是这样的话。
If it is not this way.
那任何的经历都不是我们跟随的依据。
Then any experience should not be the foundation in which we follow.
这是很重要的一件事。
That is a very important matter.
我们要跟随的唯一的根据就是神说的。
The only foundation in which we follow is what God has said.
如果我们为了我们所喜爱的去要辩护的话。
If we defend what we like.
你要找根据回到神的话去找。
If you want to find a foundation, go back to the word of God.
不要在神的话以外去找。
Do not find any other foundation outside his word.
我找到同伴了，因为他跟我一样。
Do not say I found a companion, he is just like me.
有同伴了，那就是对的。
Now, if I have a companion, then I'm right.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是挺危险的事。
That is very dangerous.
要叫我们不在那个危险的里边。
In order for us not to be in that danger,
你回到神的话去找。
You must go back to the word of God.
我这样做。
To seek if I'm doing this.
我这样跟随。
In what I'm following.
有没有神的话给我做？
Do I have the word of God as my confirmation?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们都记得以赛亚书上说到一个事实。
We know the fact that is told to us in the book of Isaiah.
说到人在神的面前行走。
It speaks when man is before the presence of God.
你必须要有这样的把握。
That you must have this assurance.
不管你怎么走。
No matter how you walk.
或上左或上右。
Whether left or right.
你都能听见背后有声音跟你说
That you will hear this voice from behind saying to you
这是正路
This is the right path
你要行在其中
That you must walk on it
明显的这是给主的话在旧约的时候已经给我们说到这是一个恩高的教训的指引
Very clearly that's told to us in the Old Testament That is the teaching of the anointing
你要判断一件事情准确或者不准确
Now to determine if one is right or wrong
不是依据别人怎么说
It is not based on what others say
也不是依据你个人怎么倾向
It is not based upon what your personal inclination is
而是必须要依据主怎么说
But it must be based on what the Lord says
主的话是怎么来做印证
How the Lord's words will confirm
这样才是我们在主的面前跟随的那个准确的态度
Then that should be our accurate attitude as we follow our Lord
主的话在这里说得 很明显
Because our Lord's words here are very clear
谁增加给书上的预言
Whoever adds on to the prophecy of this book
给书上的
Whoever takes away from the prophecy of this book What the result is
但是有人就说了
But some will say
这个书是说就语只是单单说启示录。
Now these words are only spoken about Revelation.
我们也承认这个话直接是说到启示录。
Yes, we also acknowledge. Yes, these words are directly speaking of Revelation.
但是这个话的原则是贯穿整本圣经。
But the principle of these words are connected throughout the Bible.
刚才我和弟兄姊妹从新生命记看到以赛亚。
I have just shared with brothers and sisters from Deuteronomy to Isaiah.
这是这个原则。
It is that principle.
神没有这样说，你就不能这样说。
If God did not say that, you cannot say that.
神是这样说，你不能说神没有说。
If God has said that, you cannot say He did not say it.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
读启示录读到这末了的时候。
When we read at the very end of Revelation.
说了这样的一些话。
Our Lord Himself spoke these words.
乃是要保护神的儿女们在跟随主的路上。不往歪路上走。
It is to protect the children of God that as we follow Him, we will not go astray.
然后我们不能只求那个目的就不管那个过程。
We cannot only look at the end result and do not look at the way.
因为当我们回过头来再看主在这里说的话。
Because when we return and look at the words spoken by our Lord here,
我们就更深一层地看到这个事实。
Then we can see even a deeper understanding.
那好了，现在我们回到第十节了。
Now we return to verse 10.
他又对我说，
Then he also,
这书上的预言，因为是其尽了。不义的叫他仍旧不义，污秽的叫他仍旧污秽，唯义的叫他仍旧唯义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
And he said unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still; and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still; and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still; and he that is holy, let him be holy still.
他说：“看啊，我必快来。
”And behold, I come quickly.
赏罚在我。
And my reward is with me.
我要照个人所行的报应他。
to give every man according as his work shall be.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
现在主把这个话说得更清楚了。
Now our Lord says these words even more clearly. Do not shield the prophecy of this book.
众人都知道神做什么事。
So all will know what God will do.
让众人都知道神怎么做。
So God, they will know what God is, what God is to do.
没有太多时间了。
For the time is at hand.
他就要来了。
He will come quickly.
那他就来的哦，时间。当那个时候一来的时候
and when the time come,
一切都成了定局了
when then everything is settled
但是还没有成为定局以前
but before it is settled
要让众人明白神做什么
you must let everyone know what God is doing
让他们知道有所选择
so that they will choose
如果他们知道了
if they know
还是他们不理会
yet they're not mindful
他们还是拣选自己的道路
yet they still choose their own way
那这个责任就不在神
then the responsibility is not with God
这个责任就不在同做弟兄姊妹们的
the responsibility is not upon the brothers and sisters
他们自己要负这个属灵的责任
but they themselves must bear this spiritual responsibility brothers and sisters pay attention to these words they're very serious
因为这期近了
Because the time is at hand.
Seal
not the prophecies of this day. So everyone would know what these words say. Why? So that they will know. So they know what they should choose. How they choose.
就引出底下的结果来。
Shows us then the result.
他说如果他要拣选不义就让他人就不义了。
If they want to be unrighteous, let them be unrighteous.
如果他觉得污秽是好的就随他在污秽里了。
If they want to be filthy, allow for them to continue to be filthy.
但是如果他们看见什么是对的什么是准确的他们拣选。
But when they see what is correct and accurate and they choose.
那他们就在神的面前继续的往前了。
Then let them go do forth continually before God.
是义的就他就继续在义的里面。
If he be righteous, let him be righteous.
是圣洁的他就继续在圣洁里面。
And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
那如果他们不愿意。
If they're not willing.
他们要随自己的路来走。
They want to do according to their own way.
他们要活在四世纪的里面。
They want to live in the time of judgment.
那就随他们去活好。
Allow for them to do so.
但是我们不能不注意
But we must take note
主又说了
The Lord says again
看了我必快乐
And behold I come quickly
我来
When I come
赏罚在我
My reward is with me
我就要在那个时候我要下判断了
At that time I will judge
我要给人做结论了
I will give man the conclusion
我就要照着个人所行的来让他们得到他们所
To give every man according as his work shall be.
那弟兄们，这是一件事情很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very important thing.
提醒我们。
The Lord reminds us.
该趁着主要来还没来所剩下的时间里面，好好的拣选，准确的跟随主的路。
While the time is still at hand before our Lord returns, that we should choose accurately to follow and serve Him.
然后主又说了。
And then the Lord says.
说什么呢
What did he say?
说第一章里边说过的
He said what he has spoken in chapter 1
但是在第一章里边说这个话
But when he spoke these words in chapter 1
跟着22章再说这个话那个意义就非常不一样
But when he speaks again here in chapter 22 The meaning is completely different
在第一章的里边主说出他是谁
In chapter 1 the Lord says who he is
他是起初的
He is the beginning
他是末后的
He is the last
他是始
He is the first
他是终
He is the last
他是阿拉法
He is the alpha
他是欧米伽
He is the omega
那他在这里就说到一切的起源是他
It's here it says all begins with him
结局又是他
And the end is him
这是在第一章里面所强调的
That is what's focused on chapter 1 What is outstanding
那是说到主是什么样的
It tells us who he is
那现在二十二章里面又说这个事情。
But here, chapter 22 says the same thing.
这里说这个事情跟第一章有什么不一样
And so, what is the difference between here and chapter 1?
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你就看到了
You can see
then
what the difference is.
字句几乎是一样。
Now the word is almost the same.
意义就不一样。
But the meaning is not.
因为一连上下文你就看到那个意义不同的地方。
Because when you look at the pretext and the context, it's all different.
第一章里面说到这个事实
In chapter 1 it tells us this fact
说到做这个事情的是谁
It tells us then who is the one doing this
他怎么来做这个事
How he is to do it
但是22章 我们的主再说这样的话的时候
But when our Lord says these words again in chapter 22,
这一句话就成了保证
Then these words become a guarantee
因为上面他是这样说我必快来赏罚在我我必照个人的所行的报应他
Because previously he said Behold I come quickly and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be
这句话一面是说出神负责把他所说的做成
These words tell us he will be responsible to do what he has said
并且他在做成了以后他要来给人审判
And after he has done it, he will come to give judgment to man
给人下结论
To give them their conclusion
给人赏也给人罚
Whether to repay them with reward or not
那为什么我们的主说了这些话以后就说我是阿拉法我是欧米伽
Why is it that after he said those words he says I am the Alpha and Omega
很显然的就给我们看到
Very clearly it shows us
主说这一个事实乃是保证前面神所主所说的这一些事情一定是照着神所说的出现
Very clearly then it shows us as a guarantee what he has spoken will appear as what he has said
你再看撒文
If you look after that
说到这个事
It also speaks of that
他说那些洗净自己衣服的有福了可得传饼到生命树那里也能从门进城城外有那些犬类行邪术的淫乱的杀人的拜偶像的并且想要说谎编造虚谎的
That's it are they that do this commandments and this They have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city and without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
丢着你看到
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
主说他是始他是终
Our Lord tells us that he is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end.
然后上文说那样下文 说那样
And then he tells us what is before and after.
所说的就是前面所说的那个总那个总的结局
What he has spoken before is that conclusion
那当中这一段话
And then what is in the midst of this 就看到
主自己非常肯定这些事情一定要出现
You can see very assuredly our Lord says that this will come about
我们是在感谢神
Indeed we thank God
我们的主亲自在那里做保证
Our Lord himself is the guarantee
他所做的一定做成
What he will do he will complete
然后他再说出
And then he says
他是谁
Who he is
从历史来说出他是谁
In terms of history he tells us who he is
上面说的始是始终是从他原来的所事来说出他是谁
Now at the beginning it tells us he is the first and the last that is from his viewpoint who he is
穿透他的所作来说明他是谁
And through what he has done to tell us who he is
现在继续他又说
But now he continues to say
他在神所掌管的历史的里边他是谁
In the history that is in God's hands who he is
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
主说的太清楚了
Our Lord says it too clearly
他是大卫的根
That he is the root, the offspring of David
是他的后裔
He is offspring
是明亮的晨星
The bright morning star
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你看到他是大卫的根
You can see he is the root of David
你一面是看到他是做王
One, you can see he is the king
但是这个王是从神的应许来的
But this king is from the promise of God
也就是说在神的计划里面要出现
Meaning this is to appear in the plan of God
这一个王就要做王到永远
This king will reign forever
弟兄姊妹你记得
Brothers and sisters, you remember
主的话反复的说了好几遍
In the book of Jeremiah Our Lord's words are repeated
如果有人能把黑夜白日的那个月废掉
Now if someone can abolish the moon that gives day and night
那样大卫做王大卫的后裔不能再做大卫的后裔做王的这样的一个月才有条件废掉
Then you can abolish the covenant that the seed of David will reign
谁都不能废掉这个白日黑夜的约
No, No one can destroy the moon.
白天过了，黑夜就来。
When the day gives way, then the night will come.
白夜白白天又来。
And at the end of night will be the beginning of day.
交替的出现。
It is they exchange in that way.
谁都不能改变这一点。
No one can change that.
所以说，如果没有能改变这一点
，If no one can change that,
也就没有人能改变大卫的后裔做王到永远。
Then no one can change the covenant that the seed of David will reign forever and ever. That is the plan of God.
这个永远做王的事情。
That is that his reign forever.
神的那个永远的。
It has to do with the eternal will of God.
主说,
Our Lord says,
我是大卫的根,
I am the root of David.
我就是神的计划里边所应许的那一位来做王的。
I am the promised king in God's will who is to reign.
不单是做王,
Not only to reign,
并且是做王到永远,
but to reign forevermore.
那然后呢?
And then,
又说道,
He says,
我是明亮的晨星,
I am the bright and morning star.
这是什么?
What is that?
我是来结束黑暗的。
I am to end darkness.
当晨星出现的时候
When the morning star appears,
我们都知道 黑暗就要结束了。
We know that the darkness will end then.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主是这样的说明他自己。
Our Lord declares himself this way.
是这样的一位主。
That he is this Lord.
他管理着整个属灵历史的发展
He governs over all spiritual history
也是管理着属地的历史的发展
He also rules over all of the world's history
因为他是万有的主
Because he is the Lord of all
我们感谢赞美神
We praise and thank God
那所以呢当我们的主这样说明了他自己的时候
And so when our Lord makes himself known in this way
那这在启示的上面
Upon revelation,
我们就看见
we can see then,
一些准确的反应是怎么样。
We can see then what is the accurate response.
这个准确的反应不一定是完全的在一个时间里边显明。
Now this accurate response may not be manifested in one time.
但是它确实指出了一个准确的正常的反应
But it does give us the normal and accurate response
那弟兄姊妹留意十七节
Brothers and sisters pay attention verse 17
圣灵和心腹都说来
And the spirit and the bride say come
听见的人也该说来
And let him that heareth say come
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这个来是什么来
What is this come
当然你可以有两个领会
Of course you can haveTo understanding,
一个领会就是说
one is to say,
响应上面主所说的我必快来
it is to respond to what the Lord said I will come quickly
圣灵和心腹在那里说那就来吧
and the spirit and the bride say then come
这是一个体会
now that's one understanding
另外一个体会
another understanding
是圣灵和心腹
is the spirit and the bride
在那里向许许多多人在那里
There would have a calling to many people.
你们听到了没有?
Have you heard?
你们听到了就要该来了。
If you have heard, come.
这两个体会你都可以考虑。
Now you can consider both of these understandings.
但是我个人呢?
But I personally,
我倒是喜欢。我不敢说那是一定是这样。我是喜欢。
Now I dare not say that's the case, but that's what I like.
来吧。
Lord, come.
因为这和底下所提到的那个有呼应
Because this echoes what is to come later on
我们先来注意
Let us first take
note 为等候主来的
Those who
为催促主来的
Those who hasten who know to wait for the Lord's return
一个是圣灵
One is the Spirit
一个是心腹
One is the Bride
然后
And then
听见的人
Those who hear
能听得见这个
Those who can hear
神的见证的
Those who hear the testimony theTestimony of Christ.
他们也应该说来。
They should also say, "Come."
同样的，你可以摆在两个来的光景。
Now, similarly, you can put both of these in the same condition of come.
向着主的反应。
But I would still be inclined. This is a response to the Lord.
然后底下就注意了。
And then you can pay attention.
跟上面那两句话不一样了。
It's different from what's previously.
底下就说了，口渴的人。
And whoever thirsts
也当来
shall come.
这不是呼召人来
This is not to tell man to come.
这个来是他们这些人来
This come is that man, these people will come.
来哪里呢?
Where will they come?
来就近处。
It is to draw near to the Lord.
主还没有来。
It is that before he returns,
赶快来就近处。
That they will draw near to him.
愿意的。
If they are willing,
你都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Let him take the water of life freely.
那这都是在主还没有来的时候。
Now this is all before our Lord returns.
还剩下一点机会的时候。
When he still has some time.
那你听见了主。
If you hear the Lord, if you hear this calling,
你对主有了这一点点的啊愿意。
If you have a, this little bit of willingness before him,
你就直接去了。
Then you go.
你不要再犹豫了。
Do not hesitate.
不要在那里只是在想了。
Do not just think.
我想去。
I want to go.
不过不是现在。
But not now.
过两年再说吧。
Maybe 2 years later.
不过不是现在。
Not now.
等我孩子长大了，我的生活负担没那么重了。
Maybe when my children is grown, then I'm not so heavy burden. Then I will go. No matter what reason.
都不能摆在这里。
Cannot be placed here.
因为你不知道还有多少时间。
Because you don't know how much time is left.
上面说日期近了。
It says for the time is at hand.
你听见的就该来。
If you hear, come.
你要实际的行动的来。
You must take active action to come.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
到了最末了，最末了的时候。
Then at the very end.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
又很严肃的。再说一遍。
Again, very seriously says,
20节,
verse 20,
证明这事的,
he which testified these things said,
谁证明这事的?
Who testified these things?
主自己,
our Lord himself.
你读第一章你就知道,
you read verse 1, you know.
因为一开始就说耶稣基督的启示,
chapter 1 at the very beginning says the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是他自己的启示,
it is his own revelation.
是他自己的见证,
it is his testimony.
是他向属他的人来说明他所要做的一切事。
He declares to those who belong to him what he will do.
这个是主自己。
That's the Lord himself.
他做见证说。
He testified saying,
我必快来。
Surely I come quickly. I come quickly.
留意这个话了。
Now pay attention to this.
Amen.
Amen.
谁说的?
Who says that?
主自己说的。
Our Lord himself says,
因为是主自己说的,
because our Lord himself said,
这个 amen 的分量就很重了,
then this amen is very heavy.
我必快来,
I will come quickly.
真的是这样,
it is true.
实实在在是这样,
it is true and accurate.
因为我要说的我说完了,
because all that I want to say I've spoken.
现在剩下的就是我来这个时刻。
Now the only thing remaining is the moment that I return.
我会告诉你们。
Let me tell you.
我一定很快就来。
Surely I come quickly.
这是真的。
This is true.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，这是主自己在那里。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is our Lord's own Amen.
啊，我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
主很重视他自己这一个应许。
Our Lord really emphasizes on His promise.
他是这样说,
he has said so.
他就这样做了,
he will do so.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
当约翰最末了听到主这样说了许多的话,
at the very end, when John heard the Lord say these words,
你看约翰的反应,
you see John's response.
很简单,
very simple.
主耶稣,
Lord Jesus,
我愿你来,
come.
我愿你来,
come.
感谢赞美主,
we praise and thank the Lord.
地上有一个人,
there's someone on earth.
他在等候主快快的来。
He is waiting for the Lord to quickly come.
他不是等候主来和他交通。
It is not for him to wait for the Lord to come share with him.
他不是等候主来带他进入一些特殊的经历。
Not for the Lord to come, lead him to some spiritual experience.
他是等候主来完成神的旨意。
But to wait for the Lord to come to finish, complete the will of God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
约翰在这里的话太宝贝。
John's words here is too precious.
把约翰的心思我们读也读出来。
We can also read out and comprehend the heart of John.
也就是我们现在该有的心思。
Because this heart is a heart that we should have today.
当我们听见这主说他要快来的时候。
When you hear our Lord saying that he will quickly come.
我们怎么说呢?
What do we say?
我们说主啊我还没预备好你晚一点来。
Do we say to the Lord, Lord, I'm not ready, come later.
这不是我们该有的。
That is not something we should have.
没有预备好就赶快去预备。
If we're not prepared, we should quickly be prepared.
只有我们预备好等主。
Only when we're ready for the Lord.
不是主预备，主在那里等我们预备好。
It is not the Lord waiting for us to get ready.
我们求神给我们真有这样的一个响应的心思。
May God give us this heart to respond.
主耶稣
，Lord Jesus，
我愿你
come。
我们唱那个自巴达尼的那个诗歌。
Now when we sing that hymn, Maranatha, at the very end,
我们看到写诗歌的弟兄。
We can see our brother who is the hymnist.
他在上主发出这样的一个呼气。
He has this cry toward to the Lord.
主啊，你能不能来？就在今天。
Can you come today?
我们等了很久。
We have waited a long time.
你能否就来在今天？
Can you come today?
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
约翰在当年的拔摩海岛，他就发表了这样的一个心愿。
John, on that day on the island of Patmos, he has this desire.
他是等候我们的主在荣耀中来。
He is awaiting for our Lord to return in glory.
他是等候主来结束这个黑夜。
For the Lord to come to end this darkness.
也就是说，他等候主来完成神那永远的旨意。
He is waiting for the Lord to come to finish the eternal will of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们愿意主也把这样的一个心思时刻赏赐给我们。
We are also willing that the Lord will always grant us the heart.
唯独我们也时刻活在这一个盼望里。
To keep us constantly living in this hope.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
怎么了？约翰在那里说了一个祝福的话。
And so at the end, John gives this blessing.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
但是弟兄姊妹要记得
But brothers and sisters remember
启示录是给当年读的弟兄姊妹们读的时候
That when the brothers and sisters read Revelation at that time
就是在亚细亚那七个教会接到这些启示录来读的时候
It is when the seven churches in Asia when they received this letter
他们还是在极大的患难的里面
They were still in great tribulation
在极大的那个试炼的里头
In great trial
我们今天读这句话就好像不关痛痒的
Today when we read it, it's nothing more
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all
我觉得这是理所当然
We feel this is very reasonable
因此你要切身处地把你摆在当时那七个教会里边的弟兄们接到这一封信的时候那一个感觉
But brothers and sisters, you must place yourself in the feeling of the brethren in those dayswhen they received this letter in the seven churches.
到处都是艰难。
That there is tribulation widespread.
我们能走过这一段的路程吗?
Can we go through this way?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
约翰因着在主的光里面看见神那永远的旨意。
John, because he saw the eternal will of God in his light.
他就把神的儿女们带进这一个祝福的里头。
He brings the children of God into this blessing.
也是带进这一个光照的里头。
And also to be brought into this light.
神的恩惠。
The grace of God.
主的恩惠。
The Lord's grace.
他常常扶持我们。
Will always sustain us.
不管眼见的那种光景是如何。
No matter how the physical condition is.
我们一定走到神旨意的终点。
That we will surely get to the end of God's will.
因为这个终点不是根据我们的意愿。
Because that finish is not according to our desire.
那是根据神的定规。
But it's according to His will.
所以他能很清楚、利落地说。
So He clearly and directly says,
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
启示录就结束在Amen的里头。
And Revelation ends in Amen.
巴不得我们这些人
May we
也常给让启示录里边的光来照明我们的路
May constantly be enlightened by the light in Revelation upon our path
一直就是在跟随主的脚中走完我们该走的路
So that we will follow our Lord's footsteps on the path we ought to finish
主说他必再来
Our Lord says he will come quickly
他必快来
He will come quickly
我们说主啊
Let us say Lord
帮助我们
Help us.
叫羔羊无论往哪里去。
Help us wherever the lamb goes.
我们都跟随羔羊。
That we will follow the lamb.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
结束我们这次读启示录的教导。
We'll end our sharing here in the study of Revelation.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us pray together.
弟兄们有感动，
带给我们。Have the guidance.